Blog Talk Radio. always around the clock. The words will make you loud enough to spend the day your way. Call it one shot, two shot, and in and out the valley. Come on.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the orange crop estimates for the next year. After calculating the estimates from various orange-producing states, we have concluded the following. The cold winter has apparently not affected the orange harvest. Consumers can expect orange juice prices to fall pretty dramatically.
Wilson, for Christ's sake, down!
Happy New Year!
Winter. Valentine.
Hey, how'd you make out today?
How could you do this to us after everything we've done for you?
Oh, see, I made Lewis a bet here. Lewis bet me that we couldn't both get rich and put y'all in the poorhouse at the same time. He didn't think we could do it. I won.
I lost. $1.
Thank you, Lewis.
After you.
Certainly.
Margin call, gentlemen. Well, you can't expect us
you
to...
You know the rules of the exchange, Mr. Duke. All accounts to be settled at the end of the day's trading, without exception.
You know perfectly well we don't have $394 million in cash.
I'm sorry, boys. Put the Duke Brothers seats on the exchange up for sale at once. Seize all assets of Duke and Duke Commodities Brokers, as well as all personal holdings of Randolph and Mortimer Duke.
Right. We're ruined.
This is an outrage. I demand an investigation. You can't sell our seats. A Duke has been sitting on this exchange since it was founded. We founded this exchange. It's ours. It belongs to us.
Mortimer, your brother's not well. We better call an ambulance.
Fuck him. Now you listen to me. I want trading reopened right now. Get those brokers back in here. Turn those machines back on. Turn those machines back on. You and your Nobel Prize, you idiot!
Where's Beaks? Where in hell is Beaks?
Beaks?
Yeah, I forgot all about that guy.
Okay, one male gorilla.
Hey, wait a minute. There's two of them in that cage.
One gorilla, two gorillas. Big deal. Whole bunch is getting sent back to Africa. It's a big scientific experiment. What do I know? Anyway, take a look. They're in love.
Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. How's it going, everybody? Wow, it's your nutcase host, Ron Reck. I hope everybody had a great day. Hotter than the seven gates of hell, man. God damn it. It was hot today. I guarantee it. Yeah, I had to go out of that, man. Fuck. I wasn't looking forward to that. And the price of gas has went up, too. Jeez, I think I talked about it last night, but motherfuckers, man. $3.49 a gallon for regular gas. Jesus, Mary and fucking Joseph. But diesel's still staying the same. Why is that? I mean, pretty close to If we hit that 369 here in the Midwest, gas and diesel will be the same price. So it won't matter what you drive. Even though everything you drive or touch is fucking the environment up and the fucking the glaciers and your life is going to come to a fucking never-loving end. So are your grandchildren and, you know, you're poisoning the ozone layer, poking holes through it. You know, don't let your cows fart. Don't use hairspray and don't jack off. Just don't do those things, really. It's hurting the environment really bad. But anyway, interesting day today, of course, you know, in the news, Hunter Biden, you know, calling his dad and saying, Daddy, make that mean judge go away. She's picking on me, Daddy. Bixie, you're the president. Yeah. The judge was up at 11 o'clock last night reading some shit. So, well, fuck me. So if I let this motherfucker go, I'm fucked. That's that. Plain and simple. That she would be the sacrificial fucking lamb. I mean, it's all over the place, and you all see it. It's fucking hilarious. I think it's great. I do. Now, the thing is, can he pardon him? I don't know that. That's the question I have for right now. I don't know if his own daddy could pardon him. I'd say conflict of interest in 10,000 ways a fucking Sunday. I couldn't see it happening. My gosh, man, this has been fucking funny, hasn't it? But anyway, you know how the show goes. I play the clips and the crazy shit, and that's what we do. But it's, man, I don't know. It just cracks me the fuck up. It's nuts. I mean, this is crazier than dog shit. I mean, he simply, you know, you got to pay your fucking taxes, that kind of money. You know, but here's a good question. If he wasn't a public guy, would we ever known this? So many rich motherfuckers like that never pay their income taxes. You see what I mean? Something's up. So it might really fucking do something. But anyway, I'm going to throw Sean Hannity at you real quick. Let's check this bullshit out. Here we go. Fuck me, man.
People in New York are right in this room. Thank you all for coming. And tonight we're going to get right to our top story, a stunning and shocking turn of events in the Hunter Biden saga tonight. Early this morning, a federal judge refused to act as a rubber stamp for Biden's weaponized Department of Justice and put the brakes on Hunter's sweetheart plea deal, at least for now. Now, the U.S. District Judge Mary Ellen Noreika is her name, questioned the legality of the plea agreement and wanted to know if Hunter was under an active investigation for other crimes like FARA violations and other financial issues, which really he was in trouble until let the statute of limitations run out. As it turns out, according to prosecutors, Hunter remains the subject of at least one ongoing criminal probe and could be charged with future crimes. Now, apparently, Hunter's attorneys were under the impression that this deal would grant their client full immunity from any future charges. They believed that their sweetheart deal, slap on the wrist deal, consisting of two minor misdemeanor tax violations and the deferred gun charge, would wipe his slate clean. By the way, when the judge asked the prosecution and the defense, do you have any precedents for this type of deal on the gun issue? They couldn't cite a single case. Now, why do I have a hard time believing this very important, critical point that they came to agreement on was not fully vetted and agreed to before today's court appearance? Why does something here reek of a major lie? There's nobody that's going to convince me they didn't have a full agreement. They were not going to give any more future charges to Hunter Biden. And I think it was this judge that saw right through it and called them out on it. Then the judge allowed them to try and hammer out a final last-minute deal, but without that provision, there was no way Hunter's attorneys were going to allow him to do that. The judge refused to accept the agreement. Hunter pleaded not guilty to the tax and gun charges, and if found guilty, now Hunter could face real time behind bars like the rest of America, unless, of course, another sweetheart deal is reached. Now, keep in mind, according to the Washington Examiner, this is the same judge that sentenced another individual to 5 years in prison for an illegal possession of a firearm in the furtherance of a drug crime. In the meantime, the judge ordered Hunter Biden to actively seek employment and barred him from possessing a firearm, prohibiting from using alcohol or any illegal drugs, and required him to submit to random drug testing. And, according to federal prosecutors, Hunter could also be charged in the future with a variety of other crimes, including not registering as a foreign agent, as Sparrow requires. So are we to believe that Hunter's attorneys, they didn't know about all this until today, or did they have an understanding with a weaponized and politicized Merrick Garland Department of Justice that if you take this sweetheart deal, no more charges will be forthcoming? This does not meet the smell test to me. Now, this all comes one day after Judge Nareka accused a member of Hunter Biden's legal team, this was an odd turn of events late last night, of pretending to be a staffer for Republican Congressman Jason Smith on the House Ways and Means Committee on a phone call to try and get a court filing that was put in the case by the Ways and Means Committee, amicus brief, removed from the docket. Now, Congressman Smith, who serves on that committee as chairman, previously submitted this filing asking the judge to consider new evidence against Hunter from the two whistleblowers who recently testified very credibly on Capitol Hill. Now, Chairman Smith, Chairman Comer, Chairman Jordan will all join us in a minute. But of course, the Biden legal team says this is all one big misunderstanding. Really? On such an important deal point, we're to believe that. I don't believe it. Just like misunderstanding surrounding Hunter's sale of his art, his paint by numbers. Remember, the White House had promised that Hunter's paint by numbers portraits of a crackhead would not be connected to the administration in any way. They vowed that no one, not Hunter, not the White House, not anyone would know who shelled out the massive amount, you're cracking me up, ma'am, the massive amounts of money for this amateur art. As it turns out, we now know the identities of two of the buyers, including a wealthy Democratic donor who President Biden recently appointed to a prestigious position in the administration. Another buyer was Hunter's so-called sugar brother, Kevin Morris, who helped Hunter pay off some of his back taxes and even bought Hunter a brand new car. And evidently, you know, one can get special access to the Bidens if the price is right. Just make sure to check out, you know, to Hunter and check in with him that the big guy likes to keep up with appearances. So the big question tonight is what will happen to Hunter, but more importantly, what will happen to Joe Biden as a result of everything we're learning and everything we know? After everything we learned from the IRS whistleblowers, including the government's obstruction of witnesses, the lack of interest and censorship of Hunter's laptop, the DOJ's stall tactics that allowed the statute of limitations to expire on serious tax charges, large amounts of money, and how the FBI, of course, tipped off Hunter about the IRS's, quote, planned surprise questioning of him. How can anyone involved be trusted by anybody in the American public? Now, here with a report on all of this, he was in the courtroom all day today, Wilmington, Delaware, our very own Griff Jenkins. Wow, what a day you had. And I got to give you credit. Your reporting was phenomenal. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sean. It's great to be with you and your great live audience there. And look, bottom line is this was not the day in court that Hunter Biden and his legal team thought they were getting. Remember, we were led to believe that this was a carefully thought out plea agreement. And then we learned in a matter of hours as it collapsed, it was anything but. And there's two important takeaways from today. You addressed them in your great monologue there that your audience needs to focus in on. Number one, this judge, Judge Nareka, was not convinced of the constitutionality of this plea agreement, specifically as it related to that diversion part of it that allowed him to avoid prosecution on the felony gun charge. And number two, that the investigation is ongoing and that he could face charges, including those of the FARA Act, the Foreign Agent Registration Act. And it was really fascinating, Sean, to sit in that courtroom, and I've covered lots of cases. I've never witnessed anything like it where we watched it fall apart. The moment that we all knew it was going to shambles was when Judge Nareka asked the prosecution, is this investigation ongoing? Yes, Your Honor. could he face charges because she was not convinced that the agreement made clear whether or not additional charges could come. She asked about the FARA Act specifically because the investigation is into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. He said yes. Chris Clark for the defense said, whoa, I'm not on board. At that point, she said, wait a minute. What are we doing here then? She stepped out, and we watched in court in real time the prosecution and the defense try and hammer the deal out. Ultimately, it ended with Hunter Biden pleading not guilty to the two tax misdemeanor charges that he had come into court to plead guilty to in an agreement that the legal team thought they were going to be immune from any future charges. And now we don't know where things stand except for the fact that Judge Noreika gave both sides roughly 30 days to get back to her to prove and convince her of the constitutionality of this plea agreement. So not a good day. And you mentioned, by the way, you're going to have Chairman Smith of the Ways and Means Committee on there. Really, the drama last night when we learned that he had filed this amicus brief to ask the court to look into the whistleblower, the two IRS whistleblowers' testimony, because that, of course, was not something that had been come to light yet when they crafted this plea agreement that fell apart. They never even really got to that because the judge couldn't get her answers to the constitutionality question. Really quite something in the moment we knew that it was not going to come back together was when David Weiss, the U.S. attorney that's been leading this years-long investigation, was looking at something with his team, and he said, well, we can't get around that, kind of pointing to some part of it. And that is when a member of the defense team said, well, then rip it up. We knew that at that point it was not going to come together, Sean.
Griff, fascinating day in court. Great reporting all day long for the channel. Thank you, sir. All right, here now with reaction, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith. Jim Jordan, let me start with you. I smell a rat here, and I suspect the judge did as well. So we're to believe that this critically important point, that this deal would ensure there'd be no further prosecution for Hunter Biden, somehow they had a misunderstanding on that point. I am not buying that for one second.
Yeah. No, this is now the fourth time that the DOJ story has changed. So David Weiss said first he had all this authority, then said, well, no, I don't. It's limited to my geographic, my U.S. attorney's district. Then there was another letter on July 10th to Lindsey Graham saying, well, it's something different. And now we have this happen. And remember, Sean, the compelling thing that has happened in the last several weeks is two brave whistleblowers coming forward, Chairman Smith releasing their testimony publicly, and then them coming in front of Mr. Comer's oversight committee and testifying. And their credibility was unimpeachable. Their story has been consistent. Their facts have not wavered. Their testimony has been straightforward, and it's been validated by an FBI agent who we've interviewed. So what I really want to do, what the Judiciary Committee really wants to do, is get into who were those people at this now famous October 7th, 2022 meeting where David Weiss said he didn't have authority to bring bring the charges wherever he wants. Asked for special counsel designation and was denied that by the Justice Department, and the Justice Department says something different. Mr. Shapley says, this is what David Weiss said. The Justice Department said, that's not what he said. We want to get to the other people in that meeting. Mr. Shapley, Mr. Weiss were in that meeting, and five other people were there. We want to talk to them, and that's what we'll be pursuing just as quickly as we can.
And they took contemporaneous notes at the time. All right, Chairman Smith, let me go to you, because what was unfolding last night was beyond bizarre. And that is the document that you had sent over talking about the whistleblowers, new evidence, why the judge should not go along with the sweetheart plea deal. And apparently a woman from Hunter's law firm makes a call to the clerk of the court and tries to get your document removed the night before it's going before the judge. And that didn't even get dealt with today.
That's exactly right, Sean. Yesterday morning, we had our attorney file an amicus brief before the court because we wanted to make sure the judge had the testimony of the two IRS whistleblowers that was before our committee, had credible information that needed to be provided. About an hour later, a young lady called the court and said that there was private Social Security information in our filing and it needed to be taken down, presented themselves to be working for my attorney. My attorney noticed it within a short period of time, contacted the court, figured that out. The judge actually figured out by caller ID where this came from, and that was a law firm of Hunter Biden's in New York. And the judge ordered those lawyers to respond to the court by 9 o'clock last night or face sanctions. It's absolutely incredible that it would go to this level. Let me tell you, these are the same attorneys, Sean, that the whistleblowers testified saying that they heard these attorneys tell prosecutors that if they brought charges against the president's son, they would be facing career suicide.
All right, let me go to Congressman Chairman Comer. So here, the evidence that you have uncovered in your committee, in your investigation, influence peddling schemes, mirrored in large part the evidence brought forth by the IRS whistleblowers. Now, the whistleblowers were prevented from interviewing any of the Biden family members. The president, maybe they could make a case for. Everybody else, I don't think they should have been able to make a case for. They allow the statute of limitations also to pass. And then the FBI is tipping off Hunter Biden and his legal team on a very important issue, that they were going to have a surprise visit and interview Hunter Biden. Explain to me how this judge could actually go along with this agreement with all of that new information out there and available.
But she couldn't. And the judge did the right thing. Today was a victory for justice in America. If anyone was watching the whistleblower hearing that we had in the oversight with the two credible whistleblowers, I mean, they laid out perfectly a series of crimes that the president's son had committed. It's not just about tax evasion, and the tax evasion that they're getting around was just for 2 years for a W-2. It didn't even include all the shell company income that they've had that no one knows what the reasoning is behind the millions of dollars they've received from foreign nationals. It didn't include the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which is one of the things that we said back in January, Jim Jordan and I said, was a clear law that the president's son had committed. You also have the money laundering. Remember, six banks filed reports with the Treasury Department that they suspected this family was involved in laundering money from state-owned entities. State-owned entities are foreign countries. So the list goes on and on and on. It's obvious to anyone who has any knowledge of the law that the president's son committed a host of crimes, and all roads lead to Joe Biden. That's the other thing. And that was, I think, one of the most interesting things from the testimony that Jason Smith got in the transcribed interview and we heard in the hearing, was they wanted to interview Biden family members, and they felt pretty strongly that this was directly linked to Joe Biden.
On Monday, your committee will take a sworn deposition from Devin Archer, the former business partner of Hunter Biden, and we expect him to testify that on 24, two dozen occasions, he can recall Joe Biden being used by Hunter to call into meetings with foreign business on foreign business deals with the foreign business partners, the same Joe Biden that swore that he never once talked to his son about his foreign mm-hmm. business dealings. Congressman Coleman?
Yes, there's a lot of speculation that that's what he's going to say. But remember, one thing Jason Smith pointed out, these lawyers have intimidated many of the witnesses that we've tried to bring forward for depositions and transcribed interviews. And they've told them things like, you're only going to implicate yourself. We're not going to get in trouble. Hopefully the witnesses, like Devin Archer and the others who we're going to be bringing before the committee this summer, hopefully they saw what happened in that court today, and that these lawyers aren't going to continue to get away with the shenanigans that they tried to pull yesterday when they lied and said they were part of Ways and Means staff to get something removed. Those days are over, and we're in control of this thing, and I believe if these witnesses will come forward and tell the truth, I think the American people are going to be in for a big eye-opener with respect to Joe Biden.
Now, Congressman Jordan, your investigation in the Judiciary Committee is running in tandem with Congressman Comer's investigation into the Biden family businesses, and that is the weaponization and how the FBI has been politicized, weaponized, the DOJ has been politicized, weaponized. They didn't even want to hear from the whistleblowers, and they're willing to make that sweetheart deal I don't think that's a deal that anybody else in America would be able to get. Does this now add to the long list of special treatment the Bidens have gotten?
Well, yeah, and the judge asked a fundamental question. She asked the prosecutor, she asked the folks from DOJ, has this kind of deal ever been put together before? Is this unprecedented? She asked, has it ever happened before? And the prosecutor's answer was, no, Your Honor. So it hasn't. He responded back, this is complete. This is why what Chairman Comer said, this is truly a win for equal application of the law, which is a hallmark of this great country, the greatest country ever. That's what we're supposed to focus on. And that was the motivation of Gary Shapley and Mr. Ziegler. They came forward because they saw unequal application of the law. That's why we want to talk to these folks, get all the facts, and then move forward from there.
And Chairman Smith, I'll ask you lastly here, with the IRS whistleblowers that we've heard from and those that are upcoming, it seems that they're going to contradict Prosecutor Weiss and his contention that he never said these things, that he didn't have the ability to bring cases in other jurisdictions. If there's 5, 6, 7, maybe more whistleblowers versus that one person, who are you going to believe?
Exactly. Sean, one important point is that the two IRS whistleblowers that came forward that testified in Jamie Comer's committee, their stories have stayed the same. The stories that have not stayed the same are those of Prosecutor Weiss and also of the Biden family. That is the issue. We have really credible whistleblowers come forward, and they're all singing from the same tune.
Wow. Great job, all three of you. And the walls are caving in now on the Biden family syndicate, that's for sure.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, Your Majesty.
How's it going, Marie?
It's
good to be the king. It's good to be the king.
Thank you.
Your Majesty.
It's good to be the king.
You spoil me. You humiliate me. Only do it. Do it. Hum, hum, hum.
It's good to be the king.
Death, the guillotine. Holy shit. Wait a minute. Last request.
What is your last request?
Yes. Novocaine. There is no such thing known to medical science.
I had to play that. I couldn't help myself. It's good to be the king. Yeah, wow. Hunter Biden. Wow, Dan Court. Well, fuck you motherfuckers. I'm going to kill every one of you below, you son of a bitches. You're supposed to make that bitch fuck do what I told her to do. Set me free. Free, motherfucker. But she said no. God bless her. That is one hell of a judge. I like her already. Even though she might fuck it up anyway, but who knows? Who knows? We're dealing with some seriously fucked up people here, man. I mean, and the other part that bugs me so much, why is it taking so long? You know, these crimes were committed back in, what, fucking 18, 19, 20, some shit like that. We're talking, 3 years ago. Why hasn't something been done? Why do we have to go through all this bullshit? You know what I mean? Why can't all this shit been all put together in one package deal? But that's what questions you. People with money like that and do that kind of money deals, because if we didn't know this motherfucker, I don't think this shit would be going down. I really don't. I think you'd be never hear about it. Like it never fucking happened, ever. And whatever happened in court, you never heard that either. So shit, you don't hear everything going on, man, in courts. Fuck. Greed. Greed is a motherfucker, man. Greed is a motherfucker. I mean, greed. Give me, mine. I want more, more, more. You know, once the motherfucker gets some power in their hands, they can't get enough. That just seems like what they're into it. They can't get enough money. There's ain't enough money in the world to, you know, wow. you know, what gets me is if you got a bunch of money, go live it up while you're alive. Live it up.
Leave the rest to the ones when you're gone. Who gives a fuck after that? They ain't going to care. Be the same cycle again. But it's with this deal with the Biden, it seems like how much can we poke these people, you know, without stopping right in front of them? So I don't know. But, hey, it's not me to answer. I don't know. I'm just speculating. It's just the way it looks. I can't, you know. Here. Anyway, I'm going to crank on these phone lines and bring everybody in one time. So here we go. Yeah, welcome to America. You're free, motherfucker. I think the judge said, look,
yeah, you're free, motherfucker.
So that proves my point. You ain't free, motherfucker. Yeah. Wow. I kind of knew today was not going to be a good day for Hunter Biden in court. I just knew it. Something, you know, this ain't jiving. You know, this whole case ain't fucking jiving. So, yeah, well, yeah. Somebody pulled the drug out from underneath him this time, you know. They probably had a sealed deal, you know. You know, it's only a couple million, but you already paid it. You know, you paid it in, so you're good now. So we got to worry about you no more. And your dad's the president.
Yeah.
People can't fuck with you because you're, you know, the head fucking honcho's boy, you know. So I don't know. Now, here's what gets me. I don't hear Joe Biden saying shit about it. Nothing today. Anybody? Is there anything about this motherfucker talking? Yeah.
No.
No.
I don't know. Yeah.
You might say, well, my hair turns white and flows in the sun.
Behind closed doors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But like I said in the chat room, Ron, this guy is so corrupt, he don't care that about conflict of interest. I'm talking about Joe.
Right.
Okay, I lost my son lost his deal. His sweetheart deal, fine. I'll just pardon him. He don't care about
I don't know if he can. It was my question earlier. What, you know, can he? You know, can he pardon his son? I don't know. I might have looked that up. I've never seen nothing like that, you know. There's a lot of shit I've never seen.
Well,
you know,
I mean, it's a little bit... maybe it's not different. H.W. Bush... pardon Neil Bush. Remember, Neil Bush has the problems with the savings and loan crap, right?
Yeah, but I don't think nothing like this.
But I mean, you could have if he did pardon him, you could have made the argument that conflict of interest with that, but again, we just don't know, right? I mean, this guy is so corrupt. Is so corrupt that he's not going to care about it. He's going to pardon him. He's going to pardon his own son. He don't care.
Who cares if it's conflict of interest? You just said it. He'll pardon his own son, you know, like father, like son, like son, like father, right? Both of them are goddamn criminals. So, yeah, why not? You know, sure, I'll pardon you, son. No problem. Oh, you going to murder somebody? Sure, I'll pardon you. No problem. You're part of the crime family. Get it?
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
They always done that. They ain't going to let their... Unless they have something on them, if they have something on them that they want them out of the family, okay, they'll eat their own. They'll set them up for some whatever, okay, and they'll eat their own. But if they don't want to eat their own, they'll protect that motherfucker like, well, you know, I done lost one son, I'm not going to lose another one in jail. And these fucking charges are bullshit, you know.
Well,
I mean, misdemeanor.
Guess what? Apparently they can. They can pardon him. You believe
that?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Yeah.
He can party anybody he wants to. Someone included. He'd probably be able to party his own mother if she was a crazy nutcase criminal bitch. He'd probably have pardoned her.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Crime family. That's the benefit of being in a crime family. They look out for each other. It's like a mob. Mob does the same thing, don't it?
Yeah.
Damn rapid.
Okay, listen to this, guys. Here's what I found. It says, simple answer is yes. We're not talking whether or not he's guilty of anything, reading the question carefully. This is one of the perks of being president. When Trump was in office, said that his 100% of the authority to pardon himself, but wouldn't because he didn't do nothing wrong. So he could pardon himself?
There's been talk about that, yeah.
He pardoned his own self.
He
I don't believe the president
self.
Has the power to pardon himself. I don't believe himself. Hang on. Somebody, this is a fucking thing I want to hear. It's an opinion. That's not what I was looking for. This is Reuters, as they say. U.S. President Donald Trump pardoning his former advisor, Michael Flynn. It's pure speculation with the president. Man, that's not one for either. Don't give a fuck about that. Can President of the United States pardon his son? Okay. Yes, he can definitely pardon his children, but he would have to specify what they did wrong.
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
Oh, he just mistakenly forgot to pay the taxes, and oh, he's such a good boy. You know, he loves to sniff crack and all that shit, and he's just an angel. He's a role model. I'm sure. See, he didn't do anything. Motherfuckers. So what do you expect? I even heard today that, you know, now think about this. This is a hypothetical situation, obviously. Say Trump gets in jail, hypothetically speaking. Okay? Now they're claiming now that he can pardon himself. Get out of jail, and he'll be like a bull in a fucking china closet. Yay
right.
for the bull. So, yeah, he can pardon himself. He's a president. He'll do what he wants to.
You see, the president cannot be judged by any jury in his case during self-pardon if multiple in both. Of course, it is absolutely the pardon power only applies to federal offenses. Okay.
There's no law stopping Trump from running for president from jail.
Nope.
And winning from jail.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if he went from jail, he'll have to go to... I'm not saying he's going to go to jail. I'm just playing out this scenario. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court will have to go to the jail cell with the Bible, have him swear himself in, and then once he swears in, he can pardon himself. There you go.
Wouldn't that be a slap in the libtard's face? They would be crying blue, let me tell you. You know, that would be... I would set something up like that just to fucking piss the motherfuckers off.
It says, yes, he can definitely pardon his children, but he would have to specify what they did wrong. There would be at least implied guilt and think that they're listed and have transparency and presented pardons are tricky, can be done, but usually involves specific offenses. The president would have to be specific about what the pardon is going to be for, and these are all pronouncements. If he was going to start pardoning people for a lot of crimes, he would have to start right away. He would have to be pretty quickly and aggressively. The process of getting grant pardon takes a while. It can't be done overnight. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
They still do it. Kind of, I guess.
But they still do it. Welcome to the jungle. God damn.
I can see the headlines now. I'm pardoning my son because he sniffed crack out of the horse crack, and now he's a crackerhead.
Lovely. And that's okay. Now he gets a check. He gets a Social Security check for disability.
Absolutely.
Got millions of dollars, but still won't collect that check from the government. God damn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know that. Oh, here's something real fast while I'm thinking about it. That's interesting that happened right just a few miles from me a couple of days ago. You heard of, you remember old Bonnie and Clyde, right? You know
right.
what they did.
Yeah. Right.
And you remember how they, how the cops ambushed them and shot the fuck out of their fucking car? Well, look at this.
Uh-huh.
This happened 6 miles from me, and this is a street that I go to going to Hooters.
That's nice.
Cops get into a chase. The car breaks down right in the middle of traffic of all places, and they open fire on this motherfucker.
No
shit. You can
see
the bullet holes. You can see the bullet holes in the goddamn car. Yep.
Right.
That's my stomping ground. That's the area I grew up in, right with that 5 mile radius over there.
No shit.
I've been right there a zillion times, right there at the spot. And look at that.
Yeah, well,
man.
Anyway, 814, your mic is hot and live. But we got another caller that's on live. We got their hand up, sir. 814, you are on a live microphone, so you, just in case you want to say something.
Man, the guy shot him.
What's that?
He's talking to me.
You I can't hear you, man. You're cutting out, Billy. You're cutting out.
Yeah. Like Billy.
Is it better?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
If not, I'll just hang up and call back.
No, you're right now. I can hear you.
Why
try to pace this? It ain't fucking coming out.
What are you guys talking about?
Hunter Biden's freedom. God damn, he did tear that car up, didn't he?
Didn't that deal get canceled? His plea deal? Didn't they take it back?
Yeah, the judge said no fucking way. Ain't no way. No, it ain't going to work.
All right, so he can still go to jail like he should?
Maybe. Well, she got that new evidence sent to her the night before the hearing. And then Biden's, you know, somebody in Biden's law firm called saying to pull the fucking file that somebody else sent in. You know, it's pretty fucking chaotic. It's funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, call the fucking circuit club, tell me, hey, just pull that file. It ain't no good. Somebody else filed it, but I want you to pull it. Yeah, okay. Then told the judge,
sure.
Sent to the fucking judge, and the judge read it and said, nope, fuck you. Better straighten this shit up by 9 o'clock tonight, or I'm sanctioning you motherfuckers.
You bet. Why not?
Yeah. Fucking hilarious, ain't it?
Really?
Well, that's good. The judge is mad. That's good. You know, that's a good thing, hopefully. But it could change. You know, it can change. And like I said, he has a power to pardon the motherfucker anyway. They can pardon him. So what does it matter if he gets arrested? He gives a fuck. He's a millionaire.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah.
And then, but here's the other part about other charges. There's other shit coming up. You see what I mean? On Hunter Biden. They don't have to wait for them all to come up at one time. They'll take it for the first one now. That's the way the fucking deal is. Then you keep on prosecuting while you got him sitting in fucking jail with you. You know, or he posts $1 million bond, which he will. He'll post a bond. He ain't going to go through the time in jail, man. Some motherfucker bail him out of there. Fuck yeah. His daddy's got stash, honey. But his daddy might be going to jail with him. If the shit comes down to this, everything they're actually saying, Biden is asking, has no immunity. This shit took place when he was not the president of the United States. You know what I'm saying? These crimes were committed way before he was ever, you know. So...
Well, yeah, I see the point there, but you got to realize that these people they have money. They can buy the law. Remember what the old saying goes, the law is like a whore. The more you pay it, the more you can fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
These people got money. They got unlimited money. Okay? Oh, yeah, they may get charged and may have an indictment and all this shit, but what... Well, look at Hillary. Hillary, has that bitch seen a fucking day in, behind bars? Will she? No.
Right. Right.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
She'll never see behind bars.
None of them will. No.
Unless.
Cedar Hill police say the man allegedly shot and injured a doctor. Is that the deal?
They shot him, I think. Yep.
Yes, that's a doctor.
Can you believe that?
Shot him.
I guess, or something like that. Can you believe that opening fire with all and all that traffic? That fucking car was bullet ridden. And it's from the goddamn cops. Man, them some bitches. You talk about trigger happy. But look at the first of the video. Look at it in the opposite lane of the traffic. It's a whole goddamn
like
road of traffic.
Back. Driving through the grass and shit.
Yeah. Man. Want to be a cowboy cop? Come down here. Come down here to Texas. Fuck.
Yeah, don't fuck around, do they?
Ooh.
And I've been right there. I have been right there on that spot.
Woo,
man. That crazy motherfuckers out there, man. I'm telling you.
See, the cop was a good shot. The crazy guy was not.
Yeah, the crazy guy got shot. That's Joe.
No, I'm saying the cop. If he wasn't a good shot, or he would have hit the cop, because the cop shot at him and he hit him.
Well, yeah. I think the video says the video shows that the idiot opening his door and starting the fire, and that's when the cops started return the fire. Anyway,
yeah,
it's a shootout.
The cop was still in his car when he started.
Yeah, he's still in his car. Yeah.
Well, I didn't see nothing in the way. Let me make sure that motherfucker's dead, ain't they? God damn. The motherfucker tried to get out of the car the second time, they went after him again.
Went after him another hell of a bull.
God damn.
You know, hey, I'm glad they... I think he's a
I don't see
condition.
The weapon, though. You know?
Yeah, they claim he had a weapon, so... They claim...
You can see.
We'll
you
see.
Can see. Look, if you look at the ground.
Oh, yeah, see where he shot at the cop. Yep, he shot
right there.
Yeah, right by his foot.
Right there
when he... Yeah, right in front of the car.
Yep, you can see you can see the bullets hitting the ground.
Right, yeah, see that.
When the guy's shooting, yeah.
Hey, I don't mind them shooting them like a fucking piece of Swiss cheese, but what about the innocent bystanders that are there? You see the traffic? I mean, it's only 20 feet right across there, and you got to fucking roll
in front of the car. But they was behind him firing at him. There wasn't nobody in front of him. Yeah, there was cars on the other side of the road, though. That's true.
Yeah, his
ricochet.
His car was behind him. So,
the cop cars
the cop
were behind him,
behind
no,
him.
I'm saying, the cop had his car. He was standing in front of his own car. So the cop's not going to go past shooting his car. You know what I mean? The cop's a good shot.
Yeah.
He's practiced.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't make that shot without having a straight bullet, you shouldn't be carrying a fucking gun.
Well, ricochet. When you hit metal with a bullet, you don't know what that somebody's going to do. That's what I'm saying. I mean, couldn't they kind of go to a kind of a casing somewhere where we're kind of a little bit more safer?
I'm shooting back. I'm sorry. People get hit all the time by straight bullets, gun. It's just, you know, welcome to planet Earth.
They can be held liable, too, if you get shot by their stray bullet. No matter who they're shooting at, you could be there being, they could be held liable. Damn right there. You could sue them for every goddamn penny they got.
Well, the cops got lucky that this guy's car broke down. If his car hadn't have broke down, it would have been an extended amount of chase.
The cop should have turned around and left and ran away is what he should have done. Mm-hmm. Putting the public in danger. And just let the guy go. That's what the cop should have done. I mean, what choices did he have, son? Seriously.
Well, you're thinking about this in the wrong perspective. If that was you in civilian clothes and you shot at somebody and it ricocheted off of something and hit an innocent 5-year-old child, they will barbecue your ass because you're a bullet. You're responsible for that fucking bullet, where it goes, ricochet or not. And if it kills an innocent person or wounds or maims or whatever they want to call it, you're responsible for it. And they will take you to the fucking cleaner.
I'm talking about the cop. I'm talking about the cop.
Ain't no difference. cops ain't no different.
They have their immunity from gun. Is it called qualified immunity?
Qualified doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They should be held liable because if they're, are they above the law? Like you know, oh well, they're going to barbecue our ass if we do it. But they're above the law.
Look it up.
That
look
shit,
up.
Man.
You're
come on.
Wrong. You're wrong.
Well, I don't care. You're still wrong. You know,
look up. Look up. Law enforcement qualified immunity.
I don't care what it says. It's wrong.
That's the law.
Okay.
That's the
I don't care
law.
What it says. It's wrong. They're above the law. That means that they are above the law from what we have to go by. That's wrong.
Common complaint. Yeah, why did your cop fire at that guy, that crazy guy? With the gun. Why did
well,
he,
that's right.
You know, stick his tail between his legs and not do his job and run away.
They could have chased him another mile down the road, and it's out nothing. There's nowhere around there. I know the fucking area. They could have chased him another mile down the road, and it'd be nothing but fields.
The guy
nothing
stopped.
But fields.
Fresh. The guy stopped first. The cop didn't
well,
hit him.
Well, the shot first. They should have let him go another mile down the fucking road, and that would have been out in the middle of the field. Nobody
crashed.
Would have got him get hurt.
First thing is a man
he crashed
his car.
He wouldn't have crashed if he wouldn't have been chased.
He wasn't right crashed either. He stopped. We can talk about that.
Yeah, that's what the report says, that the car broke down or something. All right,
that's
so...
The cop couldn't even do his job at all. He couldn't even respond to the fucking call.
Damn it.
Yeah, the cop himself would never have been charged with anything if he hit somebody else, and he wouldn't. That's a fact. But the problem is
look
the city or state
me.
Or county
somebody,
that he works for would be held
up.
Liable for it. You
yeah, they
didn't
the city.
Yeah, not the cop
the
himself,
city,
right.
The city
county,
would be held
state,
liable.
Whichever. Right.
And that's the
right.
City of Cedar Hill. They would be held liable.
Yeah, yeah if somebody else was shot and killed. That's right.
Yeah. And even you could probably even sue him privately for a civil, under a civil suit for wrongful death.
I doubt that would be very successful because they do have an immunity to that because it was a threatening target. You know, it was a threat.
You are right, Gunn. And you are right. They can sue the city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
But not the cop.
But if the cop was wrongdoing, they could sue him, too. That it didn't matter. I mean,
yeah,
they throw him in there for fun of it. What the fuck? It doesn't matter. But, you know, whether you want to lose, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be the county, city, or state that Bobby works for. It's going to be their ass. They're going to be swinging for it.
The way I've seen the video is the cop's chasing him after he just got, you know, what, his girlfriend or whatever. And he's fucking...
He shot a doctor. Billy, he shot a doctor.
No, shot a doctor. Okay, so he chased him and his fucking car breaks down. So, you know, the cop pulls on the grid. He gets out, he starts fucking shooting. Hey, is he going to turn around and start fucking shooting the cars driving by? I mean, the cop has no choice and he has qualified immunity. Even if he had a stray bullet, but he didn't, so it's not even an issue. But they practiced that shit. They practiced firing their weapon. He had a whole car to shoot into besides the guy that, you know, that he was trying to hit.
But it's still a fact that once that bullet leaves that fucking barrel, you have no idea what it's going to do. What, it's got a bind of its own or something? No, it don't. It's a fucking piece of lead. Okay? So you're responsible for every fucking piece of lead that leaves that bullet, whether it hits the target or it hits somebody else. You're responsible. That's Texas law.
No,
I don't know about your state. Down here it is.
Why can't you just stop? Because, I mean, the argument you're making now is like, okay, yes, if I fire a gun, okay, for no reason whatsoever, or target shooting, and I hit somebody, I'm in trouble because I'm the one that's taking responsibility. But where them bullets go? That's
they don't care.
Knows that.
They don't
care.
They don't care. the people that's going to be trying to put you in prison for it. They don't care. They don't care if it came from Joe Blow on the gun on the street corner. Okay? You're shooting. You're the one responsible here in Texas. That's Texas law.
Look, everybody knows that. No matter where you're at on the plate, you're responsible.
That's right.
That's why some people won't carry guns. They don't want that responsibility.
That's why a lot of people don't want to be cops today. You're right. Yeah, they don't want that responsibility. Exactly.
Right.
I ran into the exact same thing when I was doing security work when I got out of high school at a fucking mall. I was in Dallas. It's on the outskirts of Dallas up here, or it used to be called Redbird Mall. And I was a security officer right across the street at this shopping center complex. Well, I came on duty 3 o'clock one day, driving a Jeep, and down at the end of the shopping center there was a Mervyn's. I still remember it like it was fucking yesterday. Okay, and there was a white car full of black dudes, one in the driver's seat. Three went into Mervyn's right inside there and grabbed as many fucking clothes as they could fucking grab. It's a felony. It was over $500. Okay, came out, stuffed in there. They all stuffed in that car. I don't see how they goddamn got in the car because they had so many clothes on them. You know, they grabbed it. And I seen this and I'm going, holy shit. I spun the fucking Jeep sideways. I jumped out, pulled my gun. But there was people on both sides in the parking lot walking up and down the fucking lease spaces. I didn't shoot. I could have emptied my goddamn gun right in the fucking windshield of that goddamn car, killed every motherfucker in that goddamn car. But what if it would have ricocheted off that car and hit an innocent person? Bing, boom, bam, boom. They would have bammed me. That's why I didn't shoot. Now, if it was clean and nobody was around, fuck yeah. It'd be open season, buddy. And I had about 48 rounds on my fucking person at the time. But you see, you can't, man. There's a lot of liability there. You got to realize that, especially when you're carrying a gun, whether you're a cop, security officer, or a private citizen. Yeah.
So, Gunn, what you're saying is that road where this took place at, okay?
Yeah.
Where they chased him from was probably in the city limits, right?
Oh, yeah, that whole place is city limits, that whole street there, yeah.
Okay, so they chase him a mile down the road, and it's open fields, very little people around, and then you can do yeah, so yeah, I get
whatever
what you're saying. Yeah.
Do whatever you need to do. But try to at least get away from the goddamn people. You know, you're there. You took an oath, remember? To protect the people. Protect the people. Okay.
Well,
so that's protecting the gun car, too.
You mentioned when we first started to talk about this thing, you mentioned Bonnie and Clyde. Well, what happened with there is the FBI agents or whatever his name was, the guy, they found them in like a wooded area. No people around.
Yeah, it was sick. No people around.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, that reference because you can see if you see the side of the car, you see all the bullet holes in it. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde, you know.
That's my point. They found them in a place where no people were. So they decided, well, okay, no people around here. Take them out.
Yeah, so nobody, no innocent third party gets fucking killed. Yeah, that's why they did that.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
These city cops around here, you got to watch these motherfuckers. And what's even badder, the direction that the cars are heading, that's toward DeSoto. They some fucking trigger-happy motherfuckers, too. So they was right there. They was probably within a half a mile of their city limits. I know that fucking place. I know it inch by inch over there.
those Johnny Laws think there's hot shit and they don't care, right?
They don't care.
But,
some of them people
in
like
one half little town.
That's right. Some of these people, don't need a badge. They don't need to carry a gun, okay? Because, you know, they're trigger happy. You know, fuck me. I mean, if you can't shoot that motherfucker within two or three shots, go back to the range. I think you need to practice a little bit more. I mean, you know, I understand it's a high-stress job. I understand that. I wouldn't want it. You could give me that goddamn job, okay? But gee whiz, you'd have to live that. You'd have to live with that for the rest of your life if you fucking innocently killed a third party. I don't even mean that's rough. That's real rough. I wouldn't want that. No thanks. There should be better training, better protocols, or something, you know.
Right.
Hell, I think even Dallas has. If they get into a chase, they cut it off. They cut it off. Radio's faster than you can drive. So your car is going to get identified somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody's going to catch eventually.
You're going to get called eventually. So why endanger the public? And you want to be, you know, Mr. Trigger Happy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to be a hero. I want to be a hero, not a zero.
I want to be a hero. I want two more notches on my gun, you know, like back in the Wild West. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You got to be reasonable with this shit, man. Goddamn.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I'm going to flip this clip up real quick for a second. This is gut felt shit. I want to see how this retarded cocksucker acts on this fucking shit with Hunter Biden.
Hey, everyone. So was it just a speech or will they really impeach? But first, what's the latest on the Biden crime family? Yeah, pretty good. Specifically, Commander, the new first family dog whose taste for human flesh rivals the cast of Outnumbered. You didn't know that, did you? Anyway, the first dog they got for publicity purposes, Major, had to hit the road for biting. He was part German Shepherd and part Brian Stelter. Of course, Joe accused one Secret Service agent of lying about being bitten. At least we know the teeth weren't Joe's. He keeps them in a jar on top of the nightstand. Nonetheless, Major was replaced by Commander, who is now biting people. Commander bit 7 people over a 4-month period, including 2 Secret Service agents and a worker at Biden's Delaware home. But hey, you'd be a cranky dog, too, if they kept blaming you for the messes that Joe leaves on the carpet. Aw, you're terrible. Okay, I'll take it. But that's only the 8th or 9th worst thing that happened to the Biden White House this week. And now House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is using the I word. That's impeachment. Meanwhile, Joe's degenerate crackhead son is embroiled in one fiasco after another. And Joe is in the middle of most of them. So like my immense talent, it's becoming too much to hide anymore. There's Burisma, the energy company that hired Hunter for his expertise using butane to heat up his crack pipes. And there's the shady fine art scam. Some broad buys a picture of special ed art by a moron and then gets a plum assignment at a prestigious commission. If that's not a quid pro quo, I'm unattractive. And we know that's not true. There's Joe's 7th granddaughter, who he still won't acknowledge. I could go on, but I don't want to bore you like Jesse Waters. Because that's his job.
Why did the CIA lie to the voters before the last election about the laptop? Why did the FBI censor the laptop? Why were IRS investigators prevented from pursuing leads against Joe Biden? Why did the Biden family constantly get tipped off? Why were search warrants blocked? Why do you set up 2 dozen shell companies if you have a legitimate business? What is the Biden family business?
That's the most impressive thing he's ever done. And he once read a book. But that's a clear case for impeachment. And what does Joe have to say about all this? Finally, we know how to get him to shut up. Either that or he crapped his pants and was running to the bathroom. So they lie, cheat, steal, launder. They exploit the office. Oh, wait, sorry. I'm getting word that the president cured cancer.
I said I'd cure cancer. They looked at me like, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why, and we can. We can end cancer as we know it.
Forget everything I said. He cured cancer. Story's over. But there's bigger news. After his plea deal fell apart, Hunter pled not guilty today to federal tax and gun charges. It happened after the judge wouldn't promise immunity from future prosecutions, including foreign lobbying. But leave it to Cringe to dodge questions about Hunter. I wonder if she's been asked this question multiple times and if nothing has changed.
I was asked this question multiple times on Monday. Nothing has changed. As I stated on Monday, when I was asked this question multiple times, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed on this. Nothing has changed on this. And so could ask me a million different ways on this question. Nothing has changed.
Other things that haven't been changed, her incompetence. If I was this bad at my job, I'd be fired or at least become Judge Jeanine's driver. Meanwhile, the judge also threatened his legal team with sanctions after they allegedly tried to get testimony from IRS whistleblowers removed by impersonating lawyers for the House GOP over the phone. I mean, who are these lawyers, the Jerky Boys? Wow, I know. That's a callback. So, impeachment or not, the stench of corruption rivals The View's bathroom on Taco Tuesday. Speaking of, I wonder what The View had to say.
Yeah. What bribery scheme?
Yeah.
How much punishment does Biden need because he won and they lost?
Well, that's the problem. They keep seeing these indictments coming down from Trump, and they're like, humana, what are we going to do? Let's turn it around and make it about him, about Biden, instead. Take your eyes off of Trump, even though he's a criminal, and put your eyes on this guy.
Yeah, rather put. At least they got their looks. So, what about impeachment? Bill Clinton was impeached for putting his junk where it wasn't supposed to go. Or was it his cigar? I can't remember. Either way, he lied about it under oath. But in retrospect, that seems as minor as the girls Joe likes to sniff. Hell, Bill didn't even leave any cocaine laying around the White House. It was a different sort of white stuff. But here's the thing. Thank you. But here's the thing. Donald Trump was impeached for just talking about the Burisma scandal. It only seems fair to impeach Joe for participating in the Burisma scandal. But I hate impeachments because it's all political team sport. Imagine in the Super Bowl, one coach could stop the game by suing the other coach for trying to win. And that's what they did to Trump. And the media loves it as long as it's a Republican on the spit. So I say, impeach away. They wasted our time. Let's waste theirs. And it's deserved. Joe instructed his dirtbag son to make it rain in exchange for influence. If that's not another quid pro quo, I'm Perry Mason in a moo-moo. But why stop there? Let's impeach everybody. Jill Biden insists on being called doctor. Has she ever seen a broken bone? Nope. Her husband's a corpse, so at best she's a coroner. And what does she do if somebody in a movie theater has a heart attack and she hears, is there a doctor in the house? Does she stand up and say, yes, I'm a doctor of education. Would you like to hear my thoughts on mentoring and literacy? I say impeach her. And what about Kamala? She hasn't broken any laws that I know of because she hasn't done period. Her idea of a hard day's work is a few hours of cackling and then a nap. What about Mayorkas? He's letting more drug smugglers than my bachelor party. Mayor Pete, hey, none of the transportation problems are his fault. After all, he was on vacation. But hell, we could fill the next 3 months with impeachments. Because if you're going to get rid of Commander because he bites, get rid of this whole administration because they bite too. Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's often recognized on the street and under park benches too. Actor, writer, and comedian Jamie Lithgow. He's the best Canadian import since billowing clouds of wildfire smoke. Professor and author of the book, The Sad Truth About Happiness, Dad Sad. She's pluckier than Nancy Pelosi's eyebrows. Fox News contributor, Kat Tipp. And finally, he rules between the ropes and won't tolerate dopes. My massive sidekick in the NWA's World Heavyweight Champion, Tyrus. Jamie, as everybody knows, you live in Alaska. Do you follow what goes on in America?
Yep. As soon as I get here.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. This is just coming in. It turns out the president misspoke.
Uh-huh.
He did not cure cancer. He got rid of a canker sore. He's very sorry. He's very sorry. I thought it was very funny the thing he did about the Dr. Jill Biden, because that's really true. Like in a movie theater, people should be more specific. They shouldn't go, is there a doctor in the house? They should be like, is there a doctor that could help in the house?
Exactly.
Because right? What if you go, is there a doctor in the house? This guy's like, I'll help you. And then he's like, I'm a foot doctor.
Yeah.
And then I'll massage your feet while you die.
Yes.
I'm enjoying the dog store. I like that they call it the first dog.
Right.
Isn't that kind of cool? Like the White House dog. Because did you know they can't call it the first bitch? Because that was taken when Bill Clinton was president. I think it's cool that Hunter has a dog sniffing dog. You know what's a drug sniffing dog?
Really?
But not like one that works for the cops, just one that will do cocaine with him. One last thing. The painting thing is amazing to me that Hunter sold. Was it like $1.3 million?
Right.
Don't you think this is like a really expensive version of telling your kids they're good at drawing?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, but some of them are pretty cool. Like some of them are like interactive.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw one guy snort the snow off of a mountaintop.
Yes. All right. Dad, congrats on the book. We didn't show the cover there. We had the cover. It looks like a man talking to a 12-year-old boy saying, I'm going to be your new daddy.
Uh-oh.
That never works out.
I know. Your mother and I deeply love each other. You can still see your original dad, but you answer to me now. The sad truth about happiness. So good to hear. Isn't that weird that your name influences the things that you do?
Exactly.
Your name is sad when you end up writing a book about happiness. That's very strange.
You know that in Arabic, sad means happiness and felicity.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So I was meant to write this book.
Wow. I know. My name's Gutfeld, and I have so many stomach issues. I'm not kidding. My whole life is about intestinal distress. It's amazing I can make it through a show. What do you make it? Do you have president? You're in Canada, right? You have a president.
A prime minister.
Prime minister. Can we impeach him from America?
I'd like to impeach him from the universe.
I know.
but speaking of corruption, when we first moved from Lebanon to Canada, mm-hmm. my dad was constantly receiving a lot of parking tickets. Mm-hmm. And so he went around trying to look for the cop that he could grease so that he would never receive a parking ticket. And when people explained to him that that's not how it's done in Canada, his answer was, what kind of barbaric country is Canada? And so what happens is that corruption becomes an endemic part of the cultural values of a society. So it amazes me that now in the United States, I actually went through the Corruption Perceptions Index, which ranks every country. U.S. is now number 24 out of 180.
Mm.
If he gets a second term, they're going to head towards Somalia, which is in number 180.
Yeah,
so
exactly. And and who's number one? You know,
it's one of the Scandinavian countries. Finland,
they don't count though.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, it's Scandinavia. I mean, I don't even know what that is. Scandinavia, is that one country or like five? I mean, if you have to go as a group together to a party, that's kind of lame. Anyway, I'll shut up about Scandinavia. They don't air the show here, Kat, so what do I care? Are you pro-impeachment or anti-impeachment?
Well, look, I think that it was pretty clear what was going on. It's been pretty clear what's been going on this entire time. I think that this deal, this plea deal, when they said, has there ever been anything like this before?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, no. I don't know how it's not clear that there's one main difference here, what's going on, and that he's the president's son. But also, I'm sure that Hunter was very shocked that this didn't work out for him.
Right.
Everything always does.
Does.
Once you get your dead brother's widow
mm-hmm.
to agree to date you.
Yeah.
And you convince your dad to go to the press and say not only is it okay, but he's actually happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
You must think you could convince anyone of anything.
Yeah.
And then going back to that, in what universe are you calling your dad to be like, hey, dad, can you please tell everyone how it is actually good that I'm having an affair with my dead brother's widow and not say, hey, dad, so I have a question about work.
Yeah.
that would not be too personal. Obviously, he was talking to him about it, and the White House has also changed, being like, oh, well, he wasn't in business with him when before they were saying he wasn't talking to him about it. So I think that everybody knows. Everybody knows they're doing crimes.
Yeah. Very a crime syndicate. Tyrus, I want to ask you, because you have many pets. What's going on with the dog?
Nothing's wrong with the dog, and I'm glad you brought this up, because that's all I was focused on. I was actually pissed. Dogs are reflections of their owners, just like kids are. So are we surprised at all that his dogs are attacking everyone? his son is robbing everyone, and his dog's biting everyone because he's a bad dog owner and a bad parent and a bad president. And he's just all around bad, but it's not the dog's fault. They don't socialize the dogs. So that's why the dogs do that bad behavior because he probably forgets he even has a damn dog. So.
Yeah.
He's still
the little hairy guy that he met.
Yeah, like that's the thing. I feel bad for the dogs.
Yeah.
And the Secret Service agents, because these are really nice Secret Service agents, because back in the day, you would have heard, rrr, bang.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, hey, if it was me, dog bites me once.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you. Twice, fur coat.
That's funny. Tyrus is so right that dogs are a reflection of their owners. I remember when my wife left, my dog followed her.
Because he knew she'd keep feeding him.
All right, we got to move on. Very sad. All right, Gad's sad. See what I did there? Up next, they made off with a plus-size clothes while an employee got rehired by Lowe's.
Yeah.
All right. I love this lead. They put the heft in theft. Pretty good, huh? Guy recorded two alleged shoplifters in Sacramento over the weekend. You can see them hauling out shopping carts full of clothes and shoes from a Burlington store. Get close to the screen. As you can tell, the camera adds 400 or 500 pounds. fortunately, his phone has a wide-angle lens. Look at that. I wonder what the guy recording had to say.
Probably the fastest those women have moved in decades.
Sacramento police told us it's still an active investigation and they haven't made any arrests.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to hear the shit about Hunter Biden, what they thought about the motherfucker.
Funny. It's comical. I think it's great. Let's see what happens. You know, we got 30 days. They were getting shit together in 30 days. So, and, of course, we'll hear 10,000 different fucking stories as we go along. It seems how it works, doesn't it?
Yep.
Bitches.
Oh my God. I don't know. Everything is all negative of these people. There's nothing to be good said about the Bidens. President Biden, this goes to prove that presidency was a fucking crime. You know what I mean? You know this was set up. There ain't no other fucking way, man. This would never normally fucking happen in the real goddamn world, you know?
They're even bringing the aliens up to Congress to distract you.
I need to.
Yep.
Yeah, they need to admit that truth to that, too, that fucking lying fuckers.
They had hearings yesterday. It was fucking clown world. Oh, I can't tell you about that. Oh, I can't talk about that. And what the fuck are you doing here?
Right, right. Yep. That's how they do it. Yeah, what are they hiding? They're hiding. Is there a special secret? You know,
The end of the world.
Yeah, it could be. The thing that gets me is how is he fucking? I don't think Joe Biden is in his right fucking mind at all. I don't think he was in the beginning. He was put there as a plant for somebody else. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. And you know, and Hunter's been doing this shit since he could get by for so long. But like I said, if he was never put in the public eye with his dad being the president, this shit would probably never happen. You know what I mean? Even though it was before the presidency, which you think that should have been a trigger right there. It was already out before the fucking election came out. Why weren't we told this shit? Why did the FBI fucking hide this shit? It's the DOJ. They hid all this information while that election was gone. And they said they can't say it was election interfering. Because it was fucking already there, existed, you know. They just didn't let it out.
Yep.
So they were fucking this election.
Mm-hmm. This was all COVID. COVID-19 was a fucking part of it. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people know it was a disease. No, motherfucker, no. No, this was done on purpose. This was done on purpose.
Yeah,
purpose. This motherfucker to do, get over kind of global shit they want to do. Now all of a sudden, the Fed now is active right now and all this shit. And, you know, it's going to, everyone turned to digital money. And this is all the corporations doing this shit. They're the ones pulling the levers. People don't think that. Oh, no, the president. No, fuck no, you don't. And then do. Corporations pulled money to show. Look at Blackwater, Blackdown, whatever the fuck they're called. You got fucking, you know, the Gates Foundation. You know, all these diabolical motherfuckers. What are they up to, you
mm-hmm.
know? Why is Gates buying all this fucking farmland and everything else, you know? Along with the Chinese doing it.
Well, you know,
Google. And YouTube, Ron. Okay. They're in cahoots with the government. And the government wants
to censorship.
Oh, yeah.
They've been that way forever.
Forever.
Like, if you talked about the cahoot shot, your channel got canceled. Like,
right.
That was it.
Are you on speakerphone, Billy?
Yeah.
Or earbuds? Do what? It just sounds like you're too far away from your mic, bro.
Maybe. How's that? Better?
Better. Much better. Yeah.
Did you see what happened to McConnell when he was standing at the podium and make a speech? He literally froze like a popsicle. Didn't talk. Didn't move. Finally, somebody came up to him and said, "Hey, do you want to go in the back?" And he looked like he was gone.
He needs to step down. If that's gonna, I don't know what caused him to do that, Billy. I mean,
did you see it?
Obviously, there's something wrong with the man, right? Obviously.
Yeah, man. That was
so
kind of like,
if
I was waiting for him to
keep doing.
Right. I was waiting for him to literally faint or die on the spot.
He
stood there. Like,
now, here's the thing about him. Four or five months ago, he was talking about stepping down was McConnell, but there's a Democratic governor in Kentucky, right? So if he steps down, at the time, the Democratic governor would have been well within his right to appoint, you know, a Democrat to take that seat.
After appointing
right?
a Republican?
For McConnell.
No, I think he has to appoint a Republican.
Right.
I think.
That's what he wants. He wants, now, if it's getting to the point where he's like freezing all over the place and freezing in point, and I mean, and his mind is getting to the point where it's gone, they need to do something. They need to go to him. The Republicans in Congress need to go to, in the Senate need to go to him and say, "Hey, look, I know you want to stay here until you die, but you're hurting us, you know." You know, now if he decides to step down, fine. He decides to step down.
He's got some problems, doesn't he? Well, Mitch, I think he's on the way out. He's done. Dead man walking.
Well, he's done. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, here's the deal. His wife, Elaine Chao, he's lock, stock, and barrel. Chinese guy, you know, because his wife belongs to the Chinese, right? His wife is Chinese, and her family is a big shipping magnate family for the Chinese. So yeah, she's his handler, and well, there you go. Now,
well, that's not. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Watch him appoint her. taking place.
And she is what, 10 to 15 years younger than him.
Oh,
you know, well, so yeah.
Yeah. Chinese pulled a good one there. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with this thing now.
Doesn't matter.
At this
point, what does it matter? What happens? Unless you're in a storm and your shit's getting crushed by fucking hailstones.
I bet he's thinking, look, if we have this guy named, what's his name, that's obviously got his problems from the state of Pennsylvania there, and he's still in the Senate, why can't I be? You know? That's the deal. I mean, I'm talking about Fetterman.
Basically blacked out. He just didn't pass out, but he blacked out. He was gone.
Yep.
He was somewhere else. He probably doesn't even know where what happened. He stood there for quite a long time, and he did not budge. His eyes didn't move. He wasn't looking around. He was just looking in his fucking one area, one in space.
It was almost like he had a stroke or something.
Yeah, you can have a mini stroke. It's called a TIA. It's not as severe. Okay, anywhere near severe. But yeah, it can black you out. Sure. A mini stroke. TIA. You just stop talking. Yeah, absolutely. I bet that's what he had.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. We'll see what they do with McConnell. This is a guy that's known as the turtle, so you know.
Yeah, he's out. He's out. I guarantee he's fucking out.
He's
out.
Yeah.
It's time for him to fucking stay away from fucking stealing money and telling people how to do things and shit like that. His days are over. Time to go lay down the old rocking chair until the fucking heart quits beating. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, time for him to find a nice home where he can go get the early bird special and worry about nothing but Jell-O. His Jell-O and his meds.
It's going to happen to all of us. One way or another.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it may happen to all of us, but you don't need to be in that position when it does, like he's in right now, poopy pants. Okay. It's unfortunate. Okay. And I'm not downing the man because he's old. Yeah, we're getting there. Okay. But I'm downing him because he doesn't have the mental capability to be the chief of the leader of the free world. I'm sorry, he's not there. You need to hang it up. Hang it up a long time ago. Couldn't never even been in there, for that matter. I tell that to anybody. I tell that to Ron. I tell that to myself if I was in a position like that. Time to go. Time to hang it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't make decisions like that, you know.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is these. I mean, look, we have, you know, Feinstein has her problems. Fetterman has his problems. McConnell, poopy pants, you know. All these older politicians. need to be gone. Yeah, with Feinstein, you're not gonna get another Democrat in that. It doesn't matter what you get after her. She needs to be gone because she's not all there. She can't do her job. You know.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Feinstein. She's definitely another one. They need to share rooms at nursing home. Or Mitch McConnell. Well, I know it's not funny, but it is. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. But yeah, she's definitely out the door too. You don't live forever. You know, they don't really, these motherfuckers, I don't think they know they can't live forever. You know what I mean? I think they can. They're fucked up mind.
They you think know? They can. They
yeah.
think they can. That's
really... They think they can.
Why do you think that all these young kids disappear? These sacrifices and drink their blood and all this bullshit.
Right.
They want to live forever. There's your reason right there. Okay?
Yeah. They think
you never,
they can, yeah.
You don't ever, they think they can. You don't ever see them kidnapping a bunch of old motherfuckers, do you? Fuck no.
No.
They
no.
always go,
oh, that's old and rotten meat, Buck. You want that old tough
yeah,
shit.
Just like Ron.
Dried
just like
out,
me. Just like it. Bell and Ron.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They want that fresh pussy, that young pussy, you know.
Yeah. Fuck. Yes, they do.
Yep. That's one.
They want. Yeah.
Oh,
that's what sick fuckers want.
Ron's ex-girlfriend is Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yeah. She's another one. She'll be on her way out. That fucking crazy old bitch. She's a scary-looking motherfucker,
mm-hmm.
ain't she? She wasn't a bad-looking woman. She's younger. Yeah. The man, she got older. Time didn't do her no fucking favors. You know what I'm saying?
No, time to do. It's just like Maxine Waters. Oh, my God. There's another
oh,
one.
Yeah.
Time was very hateful, too.
Yeah, buddy. It was bad. It was real bad. Fuck.
We need to send her a hat that says, I don't fuck fossils for free. You know?
That's what I'm saying. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
God. Yes, she is. They all are. They're a fucking, you know. But, you know, they'll be replaced by the next motherfucker. They'll replace by the next motherfucker,
oh, yeah.
John.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Wait and
yeah.
see.
I think God is playing a cruel joke on the entire human race by letting these old fuckers, ugly motherfuckers, put them out the pasture. Swear to God, put them out the pasture, man.
Well, we're all going to be out the pasture anyway, so it's coming. That's just the way it is.
I'm halfway there. I'm halfway there.
You're halfway there, Billy. Yeah, it does. You know, kind of does that. Time is a motherfucker, but yeah, Mitch McConnell, that poor old guy, he's done. He's done.
Oh,
he's
out.
Turtle's over. You know.
Okay, Mitch.
Yeah, he's fuck, how old is he, man? How fuck old is that motherfucker? He's up there.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see.
But he's really showing that old look, you know, really. I think he's done. I think his brain ain't fucking clicking no more. He's like Joe. Joe's just still spirited to keep running and moving. But Joe can't answer no questions. But he can remember directions. You know what I'm saying? That's Joe. All Joe can do is understand a direction. He can't understand anything else but a direction. Like today,
this court hearing.
So, but this court hearing today was I'm sorry I missed. I would love to have been there. It would have been fucking great. All right, let's see, we got something in it. Okay.
Oh, he is 80. McConnell is 80.
Yep, you're right, Joseph. The digital currency is already out. It's already connected. It's already kicked in. Yeah, the digital currency has been rolled out and will be on, before it's by next year. Yeah, poor Biden's gone. It will be, but it ain't going to work out. I'm telling you, it ain't going to work out at all. I've been preaching this shit. They're trying to cover up a collapse. That's what they're trying to do. The dollar bill is dead. It's a dead motherfucker, you know. It ain't going to come back.
Yeah.
So
they
got to change it with something else, and it's going to be the big reset. That's what it's going to be. You know,
yeah, there's no choice. It has to
They have to do it at this point.
Yeah, they have to fucking do it. Exactly.
There's no getting out of it.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy as a motherfucker.
Yes, it is.
Hey, here's a funny sign. Just seen on Facebook. Just sold my homing pigeon on eBay for the 22nd time. Get it? Homing pigeon?
Yep.
That's funny. Now, that's funny.
That's funny.
Oh, wow.
Save that. Yep, get ready to take it to be controlled. Control you and fuck you. Well, hey, folks, we're just about out of time. We're at the end of the show, so we're going to throw a song up and bail out of here. And we'll try to do it again tonight or tomorrow night. That's it. I got 2 minutes left to see tomorrow night. So anyway, we'll try to do it again. So anyway, everybody be cool. Keep yourself cool. Stay out of the fucking heat. Don't get no fucking tickets. Stay with the cops. And don't believe no bullshit you hear. So, you know, there you go. Anyway, I'll see you all guys later. Thanks for coming out, everybody. And I'll talk to you later. Be good.
And don't get in no shootout. What's the time?
One for a little fun.